Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is January 18th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula, here at 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, not much, but here's one you might like. The Small Business Administration has announced that the Paycheck Protection Program, or PPP, is reopening for eligible new borrowers and certain potential second draw PPP borrowers. This round of PPP continues to support small business employment through job retention funding. Community financial institutions are able to make first draw and second draw PPP loans at this time. The PPP will open to all participating lenders shortly thereafter, so please check with your bank or financial institution for the official date. No events yet here in Hardy County. If you've got one, I'll tell you how you can send it in just a moment. Right now, let's go to your jobs in Hardy County. Palm Cleaning Services in Sebring is looking for a morning floor technician at a grocery store. 1 year of floor care experience is preferred. Magnolia Assisted Living Facility in Sebring is looking for a housekeeper. Qualifications include proven work experience with housekeeping or a relevant position, professionalism, and customer service experience. And Allied Universal in Fort Meade is looking for an industrial security guard. You must be at least 18 years of age, have a high school diploma or GED, possess a Florida guard license, and have former experience with crisis situations. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They will greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agricultural business and sports news. Hardy Midday will return after these brief messages.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 64 degrees out, feels like 69, partly sunny, 1% chance of rain, air quality is fair, the maximum UV index is 4, moderate, winds northwest at 7 miles an hour with gusts up to 9 miles an hour, humidity 51%, indoor humidity ideal at 44%, dew point 46, cloud covers 43%, the visibility 10 miles, cloud ceiling at 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs, last updated 10:28 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 60s with northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, patchy frost toward morning with lows in the upper 30s, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Tuesday, sunny, highs around 70, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with wind chill values in the mid-30s in the morning. And Tuesday night, mostly clear, lows in the mid-40s with northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA has allocated more than $5.5 million to Florida as part of its effort to strengthen the nation's infrastructure for pest detection and surveillance, identification and threat mitigation, and to safeguard the U.S. nursery production system. According to MorningAgClips.com, the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services has received a significant portion of these funds to support numerous projects. The funding is provided under Section 7721 of the Federal Plant Protection Act. Water projects should be included in any future federal infrastructure package. According to over 200 Western Ag and Water groups from 15 states, the groups sent letters to President-elect Biden and congressional leaders urging investment in a diversified water management portfolio for the region. Without immediate attention, the coalition says the water system will soon be unable to meet the region's needs. The American Grown Campaign, established in the wake of the USMCA, is encouraging U.S. growers to tell their stories. They're asking growers to tell personal stories, both triumphs and frustrations. As reported by thepacker.com, the request comes as the Trump administration investigates the effects of imports on U.S. growers of seasonal crops. The USDA has a new report detailing imports from Mexico and Canada, and the International Trade Commission is following up on a request from the U.S. Trade Representative's office to investigate the effects of cucumber and squash imports.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio Program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News Program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Growing up in the Panhandle, Florida, snow really isn't common, but probably the most popular type of snow that I remember seeing as a young kid was southern snow, aka cotton, which is one of the more popular crops in the Southeast, like Florida, Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi. In good news pertaining to cotton crops, the USDA has raised its forecasted price for the crop. Here is WAOB Chair Mark Janowski with comments on the change of price in cotton.
That's a pretty big change in price. And now, you know, suddenly those prices are looking an awfully lot better than they did at the beginning of the pandemic, when at that point prices had really plummeted due to economic uncertainty, but they've rebounded. They've been very strong over the past several months, really since midsummer, under strong export demand. And this increase this month of 3 cents a pound, I would say that's a pretty significant increase, reflecting a lot of those very much stronger prices that we're seeing in the cash and futures markets recently.
As the USDA Weekly Cotton Market Review reports, quote, "The base quality for cotton markets averaged $76.52 per pound for the week ending in Thursday, January 14th, 2021. This is the highest weekly average since the week ending in September 13th, 2018, when it was $78.98. For more information on cotton market changes, check out USDA.gov.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm George Vanzani. The National Retail Federation reports holiday sales soared 8.3% for the November-December period. Despite that holiday sales boost, overall retail sales fell for the third straight month.
The Commerce Department reports U.S. retail sales fell a seasonally adjusted 0.7% in December from the month before. Sales also fell in October and November, even though many retailers tried to get people shopping early for their Christmas gifts.
Correspondent Jeremy House also reports U.S. wholesale prices rose 0.3% in December, led by energy costs. Over the past year, inflation at the wholesale level rose 1.5%, which is below the Fed's 2% benchmark. Federal report says coronavirus effects have taken away about one-third of the commercial fishing industry's revenue. Wall Street Friday, S&P down 27, Dow down 177, and the NASDAQ down 144. With SRN Business, I'm George Bonzani.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Chiefs advanced to their third straight AFC title game after Sunday's nail-biting 22-17 win over the Browns. Star quarterback Patrick Mahomes went out with a concussion. 35-year-old backup Chad Henne came in, long third-down scramble and a fourth-down completion with just over a minute left, and the Chiefs sealed the deal. They'll face the Bills next Sunday. Tampa Bay is moving on after beating New Orleans 30-20. Tom Brady led the Bucs offense in turning three of the Saints' four turnovers, that includes three Drew Brees interceptions, into touchdowns. Brady also scored on a one-yard run. The Bucs advanced to the NFC Championship game in Green Bay. The 43-year-old Brady will try to advance to his 10th Super Bowl in a showdown with Packers All-Pro quarterback Aaron Rodgers. And meanwhile, there's talk that this may have been Drew Brees' last game. Retirement lingers in the air. This is SRN Sports. On the NBA hardwood, the Knicks roll the Celtics 105-75. The Bulls top the Mavericks 117-101. It was the Jazz 109, Nuggets 105. Pelicans were 128-123 winners over the Kings. And the Clippers jumped on the Pacers 129-96. In golf, Kevin Na had to rally to win the Sony Open. He got up and down from behind the 18th green for a final birdie, shooting a 65 for a one-shot win over Chris Kirk and Joaquin Neiman. Na won for the fifth time in his PGA career. An additional 25 tennis players have been forced into quarantine in Australia ahead of the season's first tennis major, after a fifth person tested positive for the coronavirus after arriving on a charter flight. That takes the total number of competitors isolating in hotel rooms to 72 as of Sunday. And the Chargers hired Rams defensive coordinator Brian Staley as their new head coach. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wachula. Your quote for today, true friendship is when you walk into a person's house and their Wi-Fi connects automatically. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.